Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Monday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And when you hear that Brad Paisley song, you know it's time for Tasca King to be here with us talking about ADX Digital Marketing. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
So tell me everything. What's happened? Did you have a good weekend? What's going on?
You know, it was a restful weekend after two very busy weekends.
That's what somebody asked me
earlier. I was ready just to have a weekend to just chill, and I did.
I told somebody, I said, what'd you do? I said, a whole hell of a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Exactly.
It felt wonderful.
It did.
So we've got lots going on in the marketing, and this is the time of year with summer sales and summer businesses needing to promote whatever's going on, and we've got some great ideas, I hear.
Well, that's, you know, you're right. It is, there are lots of summer things going on and back to school things going on, but you know what? In the digital world, we're planning a little bit farther out than that.
Well, this is true. That's why you're in the digital world.
That's right. It takes just a little while to get a campaign up and running in the digital world. So really at this point, we're looking for back to school campaigns. We are looking for fall campaigns. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, it won't be long until we'll be planning for those end of the year holiday campaigns.
Gosh, that's hard to believe, but it's right around the corner.
It's crazy. But you know, the world does not stop.
Nope. Well,
as much as we would like to just say, let's just stop for a minute, that's fine, but the clock will not.
There was a play once that said, stop the world, I want to get off.
Oh, well.
But I don't. I'm actually having a good time. So.
Well, good.
There you go. Okay, so what are we going to talk about today?
So you know what? One other thing that does not stop, it's just nonstop, is social media.
Oh my goodness, that is the understatement of the world, right there.
I know.
Understatement.
But, you know, as I'm sure you all realize, especially if you're in the world of business, not only is social media a great way to keep in touch, but it is also a great way to reach people.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when in my world, Facebook first came out. I wasn't into the ones before Facebook, but when Facebook first came out, it was just all about being in touch with people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as time went on, it became an advertising vehicle for businesses.
Right, right.
And that has grown and grown over the years as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's very specific because it's a little disconcerting, but when I have a conversation with someone and the next thing you know, an ad pops up about that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That's so it can be very specific.
Thank you, artificial intelligence.
Yeah. So that's the good news for an advertiser.
That is. It's great for an advertiser.
You're reaching the people that want to hear from you.
Right. So let's talk about the social opportunities that we have here at ADX. Of course, first and foremost, the most popular social product that we have on Live Social is going to be Facebook and Instagram advertising. Now, we've got three social networks that we can work with for individual campaigns, and then we'll talk about Social Mirror at the end. That can use much more than that. But the three ones that we work closely with, when you are choosing one, it's all going to be about the demographic of your prospect. So these three demographics are going to be all vastly different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Facebook and Instagram is probably going to be the most common and probably going to reach the most people. That one is showing your display or video ad across all devices on Facebook and Instagram and any other Facebook advertising platforms. So, obviously, with the video, it's probably going to be just on Facebook and Instagram. But then, if you're using a display ad or a static ad, Facebook has the Facebook Audience Network, which is going to give you more opportunities with Facebook's partners, advertising partners. And as you probably have noticed, I mean, I know a lot of us have Facebook accounts and not Instagram or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have one, you really have two, whether you've activated that second one or not.
Interesting,
For years, I didn't have Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally went in and basically, I thought, in my mind, I'm signing up for Instagram. Basically, I'm just activating a dead Instagram or a dormant Instagram account because as soon as I signed up for it, anything I put on Facebook goes to Instagram.
Right.
And pretty much, the other way around as well.
If you're
more an Instagram person and you have a Facebook account that you don't really go into Facebook much, pretty much what you put on Instagram is going to show up on your Facebook account.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that it just happens automatically. I never went in and say, please connect these two. I think because they're owned by the same company, it just happens.
It's a new feature that they did. So
if I'm wrong, call me and tell me. You know, like
I have that. I have the same thing. I don't really post on Instagram directly.
Right.
But everything that I've posted on Facebook shows up there.
I'll post something on Facebook and then I'll say, I'll see a message. Oh, such and such commented on your Instagram post. And I'll be like, what Instagram post? Oh, yeah, my Facebook post.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So I did that when our grandchild was born.
Of course.
Because lots of people started posting. I mean, I would get all these little notifications. Mm-hmm. Somebody commented on your Instagram post. And I was like, I didn't make an Instagram post. Oh, yeah. I made a Facebook post.
Right.
About the baby.
Yeah.
So anyway. Okay. So Facebook and Instagram. Again, you're going to have targeting, category targeting with that. So we can try to pigeonhole who we send the messages to, who we send the ads to or show the ads to. And then we can also do it with our geography. Remember, geography is always the first thing we do is we figure out where you want your ad to be shown, and that's where we're going to show the ad. Now, let's talk about the other ones that we have. We also have TikTok.
Oh.
So think about, again, the demographics. If you want to reach a younger demographic, basically ages 12, probably to, I would say 30, 12, 24, 12 to 30, somewhere in that age area, then TikTok's a great place. That's where, of course, TikTok is a video sharing social platform.
Mm-hmm.
It allows users to create and share short form videos on any topic, and then we can show your ads, video or carousel type display ads on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely an option that we can look at. So if you feel like your audience or your prospect is part of the TikTok audience, let's talk about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Then the other one we have, totally different, other end of the spectrum, is LinkedIn.
More business.
Yeah.
Business oriented.
If you are trying to reach business people, then we need to talk about LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
So with
LinkedIn. And possibly a little older crowd, too.
Yes,
I would think.
Definitely.
The demo might be a little older.
Definitely a little older. Typically, they're about, say, 35, 60.
Working
yeah,
people.
Exactly.
With real jobs.
Mm-hmm. LinkedIn is an advertising opportunity that will utilize the largest professional network in the world to reach people that you can target in their feed and on the LinkedIn audience network across all devices. So LinkedIn also has an audience network the same way Facebook does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those are the three individuals, or really four, but Facebook and Instagram are together because they're owned by the same company, that we can work with if you want to utilize social media. Now, my favorite, however,
here it comes.
You've heard me say this before, is social mirror.
Right.
Okay. And social mirror works with 8 different social platforms. And what we're going to do is we are going to mirror or copy a post of your choosing. And then we're going to serve it off the platform on websites and apps and reach people that you would not have reached if they were, you know, especially if you're trying to reach people to grow your platform, grow your space inside a platform, then this will help you reach people who are not necessarily part or are following you or friends with you or however you want to call it.
It's like a broader reach.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It reaches people off the platform. And that is the ad that's going to look just like your social media display or video post, but appears on other websites and apps running across all devices utilizing, again, our targeting strategies.
Wow. So that could reach a lot of people.
Absolutely. And that is our most popular product overall.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense.
And you don't have to, it's not running an ad on the social platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's running, the ad campaign is off the platform.
Gotcha.
But again, remember when we talked a while back about subliminal?
Mm-hmm.
It's subliminal. So someone's reading an article and they've been targeted by your targeting strategies as someone we should advertise to. And we show them the ad and for a second, they think they're seeing a post. Oh, am I on Facebook? Am I
right,
on Instagram?
Right.
That's exactly right. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more info on ADX Digital Marketing, and especially focusing today on how social media can help your business right here on Pep Talk. If you just joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, talking with Tasca King about ADX Digital Marketing. If you've got a question or comment, feel free to text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. So just a couple minutes left. I think this is the way to go. If I was going to be advertising, I'd probably go through social media.
Yeah.
It just seems like the reach is really good, and especially the social mirroring.
I love the social mirror product.
Not just the social media sites, but then other websites.
Exactly. So listen, the sites that we can mirror your ad on are Facebook, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter. I don't know how much longer we're going to have to say that.
Right.
Pinterest, TikTok, Snapchat, LinkedIn. Is that all of them?
It's TikTok, Snapchat, LinkedIn. I think so, yes.
Okay. Did I say?
Instagram.
There's eight of them. Okay. I said Instagram. Okay, there's eight of them.
Okay.
But anyway, that's where we're going to pull your post from.
Mm-hmm.
And how that works is you're going to give us the URL of the post that you want to create an ad for.
Right.
And we're going to put that out in the wild. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what's really cool about that. My favorite part about this is there are three different ways. It's very interactive. So there's one place on the ad, which if you look on your post, you'll see it on a post, where there is going to be a icon or logo or whatever of that social platform. So you'll have the little F if it's Facebook. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be at the very top. So if someone were to click on that icon, then they're going to go straight to your social media page on Facebook.
Right, and I've done that. I've seen that. It's happened to me.
Great.
Yep.
Okay. Next opportunity is if you click in the middle of the ad, or if we add what we call a call to action button that says something like "Learn more," "Click here," "Register now," whatever that is. If they click on that anywhere in the middle of the ad, it's going to go to your website.
Right. Okay.
So that you've got the opportunity for it to go either to your Facebook page or to your website.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing that it can do that's interactive, which I think is super cool, is your reaction buttons at the bottom. You've got comment, like, or share, or whatever you want to do, whatever they are for the other platforms. If someone comments and they're commenting out in the wild, guess what? It populates over here on your social page.
Oh, really?
If they like it, then that's going to show up. Mm-hmm. If they share it, then that's going to show up. All of your reactions or whatever those little buttons are called at the bottom, that's all going to populate over on that social page. So it's very interactive.
Mm-hmm.
And it works that way with all eight of the social platforms.
That's great. So it's all interconnected.
Mm-hmm. It is. And like I said, this is our most popular product. This product outperforms most of our products 2-1 on a national level. It outperforms them. It gives us anywhere from 7 to 15 times the national average on activity level.
And that's a pretty good return.
Our engagement.
Yeah, that's great.
It's awesome. It's absolutely my favorite product. It's very easy. Because doing a post, most clients do their posts on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to spend a lot of time coming up with something that's creative.
Right.
Because it's right there and it's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Once your post is done, if you've done any creative work for your post, or even if you've just posted a picture and then put some information about that picture, then the creative work is done. So we're just going to lift that URL. We're going to tweak it just a little bit, especially if we need to add a call to action button. And then we're going to put it out in the wild. And it's going to look like it's a social media post, but it's going to be an ad for you that is very interactive.
I think this is great. So if I was interested in this, if I had a business, if one of our listeners this morning is interested, then they need to come in and talk to you about what they want to do, who they're
Absolutely.
Trying to reach.
Absolutely. The best thing to do is just to give us a call, or feel free to come in and knock on just come right in the door. You'll have to press the doorbell.
7251 Plantation Road.
Right. When you come in, you can ask for Jeff Wayne, who is our sales manager. He will then connect you with one of our digital experts. Mm-hmm. And that phone number, if you want to call us to set up something, is 850-262-6000. That's 262-6000. And again, Jeff will connect you with one of our digital experts. Mm-hmm. And then we'll meet with you and go over any of these options that you want to learn more about.
And just figure out what's best for you
exactly.
and your company.
Exactly. And that meeting is strictly an educational meeting. It's a consultation. We don't charge for it. It's not a sales pitch. It's just an opportunity for you to learn how this product or any of our other products that you're interested in can work for you.
Okay. Talking with Tasca King, she is one of our digital experts here at ADX Communications. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back again in just a couple minutes. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Tasca King is here. Few more items you want to talk about in terms of the social media and ADX digital. See, I love this category because I think this is the way to go.
Well, it is. And especially if you've got a specific market, like we were talking earlier about LinkedIn and about TikTok.
Right.
I mean, those two products are great if you specifically want to reach those two demographics of people.
Right.
So again, with TikTok, you're looking at You're going to need to want to target people ages 12 to 30 or somewhere in between or people who are very creative.
Right.
If you want to reach a very creative demographic, you know, maybe you want to reach actors or musicians or whatever, that might be a great place for you to advertise if you're a music store.
That's where all the influencers are.
Exactly. Exactly. And then with LinkedIn, if you want to reach business people, LinkedIn is a great way to reach people who are in the business community.
Mm-hmm. And probably a little bit older demographic.
They're going to be older than the TikTok.
Probably more corporations, small businesses, family-run businesses.
Exactly.
I mean, I think LinkedIn is a great professional.
It is. It is.
Social media.
So if you don't have a particular demographic that would fit with those two, then we would want to talk about Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could talk about, again, social media. Social mirror.
I was going to say, I like the social mirroring aspect because that's reaching a really broad audience.
It is. But you can narrow it down based on the targeting strategies. Remember, our targeting strategies are going to be the behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be keywords, artificial intelligence. We can do geofencing with social mirror. And we can also want to do website retargeting.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of different ways, and we can put together the perfect plan for you to reach your perfect customer prospect.
Well, it's very exciting stuff. Now's the time. We're coming into the new school season
it
coming
is
up.
Time.
I mean, you got to get ready now for the fall, and this is when everything starts shifting over. And this is a good time to come in and talk to somebody. How do they do that again?
Again, give us a call, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will connect you with one of our digital experts, and we'll sit down with you and go over how all this stuff works.
Excellent. All right. ADX Digital Marketing could be yours to bring you success for your business. Tasca King, thanks so much for coming in on Monday. It's always a pleasure to see you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.